The second resolution?
Do you want to vote on it? Are there questions or comments about the first resolution? No? Okay.
I think she should just go to the resolutions instead of reading.
Yeah, let's go through the actual resolutions.
We go to the actual resolutions?
Yes.
Yes.
The second resolution is for the FY18 tuition and fee waiver budgets. Reads, whereas the president recommends approval of the following tuition and fee waiver budgets to the Chicago State University Board of Trustees for the policy and regulations manual issued on December 6, 2000 and revised on March 9, 2012. Whereas the proposed budgets for tuition and fee waivers for FY18 are as follows. Undergraduate mandatory is $527,300 total. Undergraduate employees, $142,400. Gender equity, undergraduate is $255,500. Undergraduate discretionary is $414,500. Subtotal for undergraduate is $1.3 million. The graduate mandatory fee is $237,500. For the graduate employees, $111,300. Graduate discretionary is $99,400. Total for graduate waivers is $448,200. Total of $1,787,900. Therefore, be it resolved that the board approves the proposed budgets for tuition and fee waivers and that the budgets be incorporated into the Chicago State University's FY18 operating budget.
Are there any questions or comments? Okay, let's move forward with the next resolution.
The next resolution is on the FY 2019 operating and capital budget request. Whereas the Chicago State University Board of Trustees regulations issued December 2000 and revised on March 9, 2012, section 5, Administrative Affairs, subsection A, Budget and Appropriation Process, states that the President shall establish guidelines and procedures for preparation of operating and capital budget requests for the university. The President shall review and make recommendations concerning the requests and submit them to the Board for approval. The President, after review of available data and after consultation with the operations team, shall present recommendations concerning employee salaries as part of the operating budget request. The President shall submit budget requests approved by the Board to the Board of Higher Education and shall take actions on the Board's behalf as are necessary and appropriate during the appropriation process. Whereas the Board regulations states that the President shall prepare the university's request for operating and capital appropriations. The President shall submit the initial request for operating and capital appropriations to the Board for approval prior to their introduction in the General Assembly. The President shall introduce appropriation requests approved by the Board in the appropriate House of the General Assembly and shall take actions on the Board's behalf as are necessary and appropriate during the appropriation process. And whereas the FY19 operating budget request is for an increase of $7.8 million, and a capital budget request of $564.9 million. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board approves the revised FY19 operating and capital budget appropriation request, and as may be updated by the President during the request process as the result of revised estimates and new information. And we have 10 pages of the operating and capital budget request.
For budgeting purposes, the really important table obviously is the one that lays out the $7.8 million. Those are expenditure increases that we will seek to preserve in the budget. Now, there will always be contingencies in the event that we do have cash flow issues, and we can certainly discuss those at length at a later time, but that's basically this represents the cost drivers in our budget. You've seen, or many of you have seen, the capital budget in the past. 486 million or the actual number, those are identifiable needs, including new buildings and new construction. What we do when we present this is we kind of prioritize what are the most important items. And this is what we do, and this guides us when we go to the state and when we kind of set our internal budgetary priorities. So this is, I want to say it's a wish list, but again, you know, we'll work to secure the funding that we need for at least our priority items. And we are also going to be seeking some greater flexibility on the part of the state to reprogram some of our existing capital dollars to address these priority issues. But when we go to the state, these are the things we bring to them. These are the requests that we make in this order of priority.
The next resolution is on the library acquisition fees. Whereas Chicago State University Board of Trustees per the policy and regulations manual, states mandatory fees are defined as tuition and other fees established by the board, which all students are assessed as a prerequisite for registration unless a waiver or other exemption has been authorized by the board or by statute. Whereas the president, after review of available data provided by the university tuition fees and waiver committee, which is comprised of appropriate university personnel and students, and after consultation with the vice presidents, shall present recommendations concerning tuition and fee increases.
So you don't have to, once you give like a brief synopsis, okay, you can just go to the last paragraph. We won't make you read all of these into the record.
Okay.
Yeah. So just give it, that was the synopsis, then we'll do the therefore be it resolved. And then.
Okay, the student information technology fee will be increased because of the library acquisition and automation effective spring 2018. And this is new fees, $25 per semester for full-time students and $14 per semester for part-time students. Any questions?
Any questions or comments? I think that's for the ID.
Well, I mean,
what's the
For the online resources. It increases every year. Our students have access to all the libraries in Illinois.
The consortium.
And just for context, what are other folks charging for this fee? Other universities?
Probably hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, Chicago State has at least maybe one of the lowest in terms of the IT fees in information technology. GSU, I think, charges like $400, $500.
Yeah. Most of them combine IT and the library, so we can give you that list, but this money will go directly to the library to pay for the online resources.
I have to say.
And also cover inflation, because according to the records, the library acquisition increases at least $70,000 a year.
I have to say, I'm very concerned about this fee. I think it's too low. I think we're doing ourselves, our students, this university, and our future a disservice. And I think I suggest this go back to the committee.
Because this is covered by financial aid too. This is a fee that's incorporated.
Yes, because this is a mandatory fee. This will be covered. Yes.
Yeah,
it's not enough.
It's not nearly enough, and I think we should really look at what our actual costs are, and that's what should be charged to the student. I mean, we're not trying to take money from people, but at the same time, we're providing a quality education, and it needs to be at a quality cost, and we can't keep subsidizing when we don't have the money to subsidize. So I would request that this fee go back to the committee to take another look at it.
Okay, and I want to clarify, we do charge the IT. We'll give you that list, and this was the additional. They thought that this number would bring us in the middle of what the other colleges.
I don't want to be in the middle.
I
appreciate that, and I want to be fair, but at the same time, just because we're at 95th and King Drive doesn't mean that we shouldn't have the resources of other public schools.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that everyone understands, from the governor on down to everybody, that we are going to demand money from the state and we're going to demand excellence from this board, from our administrators, from our faculty, and our students. And the students walking in the door need to realize, just because you're at Chicago State doesn't mean you're getting some subpar education. So I really appreciate and respect that everyone is being mindful of the student fees. I truly respect that. But in this case, I don't know if that's the best method.
Okay, and I just want to share with you that we're at the top of the line with the resources that we're offering. So we're on par with the other universities, right. The Carly system. Mm-hmm. Darga is actually the chair of that committee. This is the portion that will be ascribed to the students, but we still cover the cost of those resources.
Let's do more. Let's do more, and students should have to cover more as it relates to this. I mean, they're not being charged that much in tuition.
Right.
Tuition is actually very low here.
We'll go back.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments? No? Okay, let's keep moving.
Okay. All right, we have a couple of resolutions, and I'll try to avoid reading them too because they're kind of formal. The first is we need to, the Illinois Municipal Clerk Training Institute Committee has ex officio members, and we're not changing anything here. It's just because Mr. Owen's title has changed, we need to, in effect, reappoint him under his comptroller title. So that's all that is. We need a treasurer, and we're going to be appointing Mr. Owens. We think it would be most appropriate for the comptroller to serve in that role and in that capacity. Given our size and given our resources, and given the resources in the comptroller's office, we think that would be inappropriate. We don't want to go out, and he is gone this week. He has gone this week. Mr. Owens will be back next week, but pardon me?
He's not here.
No, he's not here today. He can certainly handle. We'll have the celebration next week when we announce that we've expanded.
Maybe we should vote next week too when he's here, so we know he wants to do it. I mean, is he?
No, he
wants to do it.
Yeah, he is. He's operating in that capacity right now. So what we're kind of doing is we're just formalizing what he's been doing.
And can I just change the title?
Right.
And because of that, if the position of the finance department is that whoever is in this particular role actually serves, this is part of their duty, then mm-hmm. what we need to do is when we change. Draft resolutions, you don't write it for a person, you write the resolution for the position. Therefore, you don't have this issue of coming back to the board when a person changes or moves on or whatever the case may be. So just if the decision is that whoever serves in this role will be mm-hmm. will actually this is part of their duties to stand on this this committee, that we write them like that moving
that's
forward.
Fine. But this isn't it's not an expansion of responsibilities.
Can I just say I don't know that it's always in the same role.
But that's why I'm saying. But I'm saying that if it's the decision of that department to actually do that, that's something for them to consider. So we don't come back with all of these resolutions when someone changes the title.
That's fine. That makes sense. Okay.
Yes,
of course. Now, last but not least, the most exciting appointment here is the Travel Control Board membership. Obviously, we also are required to have an appointee. We've asked Her Honor, Judge Marilyn Johnson, to be our point person on the Travel Control Board. Okay. That's it.
Okay, any questions? So do we want to vote right now?
Yeah.
You ready?
I think we have to vote individually, though.
Yes, we do. So let's take it. Let's the Travel Control Board membership resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
The approval of the appointment of the ex officio treasurer resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goins?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
approval of the nomination of Chicago State University Municipal Clerk Training Institute Committee ex officio member resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
We are going to table officially on the record the library acquisition fee resolution. Yeah, the fiscal year 2019 budget request resolution.
So moved.
So seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Is there one more?
Yes.
Approval of the fiscal year 2018 tuition and fee waiver resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
And approval of the fiscal year 2018 estimated spending plan and preliminary operating budget approval.
So moved.
So seconded.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
I think that's all, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Trustee Harper.
No problem.
All right. I think we now have what the state does not have,
right.
And that's a budget. Yes. We'll entertain a motion to recess into executive session to discuss employment matters, legal matters, collective bargaining matters, and minutes of meetings lawfully disclosed.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goldwin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. At the beginning.